To order and note for the record that Trustee McDermott, Trustee Cannon, Trustee Ribeiro, Trustee Cousin, and me, Justin Elliker, are in attendance. I'd like to go to item two on the agenda, approval of the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second. Trustee Cousin, second.
Trustee McDermott beat you to it. Trustee Cousins, so Trustee Cannon made the motion. Trustee McDermott seconded. Any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
And I am a yes. The item passes. Item three, Administrative Matters Annual Report. Leanna, do you have anything here?
Yes, we actually have two members from H&H on the call. They're going to briefly go over the annual report that they compiled for us.
Great, thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is David Mendel with Hooker & Holco. Thank you for the introduction, Leanna. I'm here today to talk about the annual report for employees for the Police and Fire Pension Plan. This is a report that's put together for the benefit of your employees once a year. It contains information such as plan provisions, how the benefits work, and then a general overview of assets and liabilities as of July 1, 2020. Now, this is a report that's put together once a year, but this is the first time we're presenting anything about it, I believe. So we just wanted to quickly walk you through it, essentially page by page, one by one. What are you showing to your employees? Essentially, what are you providing them with? So that's what I'm about to do real quick in a second. I just wanted to start by saying that all the information you see in this report is coming directly from the 2020 valuation report, especially in regards to assets and liabilities. So none of this information is actually new for you. You don't have to take any notes or anything. It's really just to demonstrate what you're presenting to your employees. And then, Leanne, I think I have the ability to share screen, correct?
Yes, you should, correct.
Okay. Let's see. Share screen. Give me 1 second while I pull up the report. Can everyone see the report? Oh, you can. Okay, great. All right, so this is the annual report for employees. And again, I'm just going to walk you through it page by page, kind of just show you what you're presenting to the employees. So here, just to start, this is just the first page, general information about the founding of the pension plan, participation count. You have about 650 actives who are going to have access to this report. There's about 2,000 people total. Here's asset information. And again, I'm just going through this real quickly, just page by page, to show you what you're giving to your employees. This is the section called Summary of Plan Provisions. And this is what I would consider the most important part for your employees, because this is general information about their benefit. Essentially, it allows them to help prepare for their retirement, you know, today, tomorrow, whenever it is. So I don't need to go into all the details of, you know, how employee contributions work. I'm just showing you what's in the report. So different contributions for police versus fire, service retirement date. This tells them, you know, your pension plan is a little complex. It's got different unions, different tiers based on dates of hire that have different provisions when you can retire, what your benefit will be. And this is essentially just laying it all out. Final average pay works differently for the different tiers. Then the actual benefit itself, this defines it. This tells you what you're entitled to. Sick leave buyback, how that works. You're entitled to up to 5 years, or you're eligible for up to 5 years of additional service due to unused sick time. Description of disability benefits here. Description of death benefits, both pre-retirement, post-retirement. Vested benefits, your COLA. And again, this is just general information that helps your employees essentially prepare for retirement. It gives them all the information they need to know about the benefit that they'll be owed one day, or that they're about to be owed. More general information here. And then we get to the asset and liability information in the report. Now, this is just a big picture overview, general information. This is actually a lot of detail to give your employees. I mean, I don't know how many of them are actually going to this page and looking at cash flows into the trust fund, but I'll just go through it real quickly. Asset information, liabilities. Here's a general breakdown of what the fund is invested in: international equity, US equity, fixed income, other, This is just a very general overview. If anyone on this committee, the trustees here, wanted to see specific details about the asset breakdown, you definitely want to see the Raymond James report, because that's going to provide significantly more details than this one here, which is, again, meant for your employees. Here's a summary of cash flows, ins and outs. I mean, it's just going to show what your employer contributions were, employee contributions, income from investments, expenses, things like that. And again, this is just details for your employees about the general health of the pension plan. Here's a graph showing the cash flows in. Black is total. Purple is employer contributions. Blue is income from investments. Green is employee contributions. This just lets your employees know where the money that's funding the pension plan is coming from. And then that's essentially it. So after that, it's just index people's names. So again, this is just a nice little brief report we put together once a year for the benefit of your employees to help them understand their pension benefits and other important information about the trust fund. That's the end of the report. And if you guys have any questions or comments, now's the time to ask. Please don't hesitate.
Any questions here? Any questions on this? Okay. I did want to take a moment and was going to discuss this.
This is Carolyn. This
oh, sorry, Carolyn, I didn't see you.
I'm sorry. This needs to be voted on before we leave this item. I didn't know if you wanted to discuss this item or, but the trustees need to vote it to accept it.
There appears to be no discussion. Unless I'm missing any people that want to have any questions, let's move on with the vote here. Trustee Rivera? I guess we'd need a motion to approve the report first.
Right. It will be sent to the Board of Alders. That's the requirement.
Do I see a motion?
Trustee Cousin, motion.
Is there a second?
Trustee Rivera, second.
Thank you. Having been moved and seconded, any discussion on the item?
This is Trustee Rivera.
Go ahead.
I apologize. I was in transit. Is there anything specific that changed that was highlighted?
David?
You mean in the report?
Yes.
No, so this is a report, again, we put it together once a year, and this is just the standard report meant for your employees once a year. It's just this is the first year we're showing it to you. So there's nothing new about it this year. And then the asset and liability information found in the report was presented to this group in January and February in our, and it comes from our 2020 valuation report. So to answer your question, no, none of the information in this report is new or has changed.
Okay, thank you.
I saw Trustee Cannon. You're on mute.
Sorry about that. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to go through all 15 pages. I don't know if all the board members have. Is there any possible way we could move this to next month so we all get a better time to look at it?
I have no problem with that. There's no timeline issues here, are there? David or Attorney Cohen? Okay. Do other trustees have a problem with that? So why don't we table the item?
Trustee Elliker?
Yeah.
I think before we table, Trustee Cousins needs to rescind his motion.
So, Trustee Cousin, I withdraw my motion.
So the person that seconded needs to withdraw their second?
I withdraw my second.
Thank you. I think we could have tabled it as well there, but we can just not rescind the motion and move on with the agenda.
No, I agree. I move to table.
Okay, there's a motion to table the item.
Second.
So, Mayor Elliker, would it be better to continue this item to next month? Because it is something that has to go to the Board of Alders at some point.
I don't understand. So table just means that it'll...
But then you have to take it off the table. And then, but this item is an item that has to be voted on. So it would be better to continue it to the June meeting.
I honestly don't understand the difference there. Presuming that everyone has a chance to review the report at the next meeting, and there would be a motion to remove it from the table next meeting, correct? Okay. It's just one additional step.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So all those in favor of tabling the item, Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
And I'm a yes. So the item is tabled. Thanks. I was going to talk about this in item number 8, but Trustee Cannon felt that it was important, very understandably, to talk about it earlier on in the meeting about the loss of two firefighters, Firefighter McMillian and Firefighter Torres. Firefighter Torres, we lost in the line of duty. Last week was both a very, very challenging week for the city, in particular the fire department. But if I may say, it was also, in my mind, a very inspiring week to see just how many people from around the state and beyond descended on New Haven to support the firefighters in our city, and in particular the family of Firefighter Torres. It was clear in my mind just how much there is a brother and sisterhood within fire departments and public safety departments. And in such a challenging time of crisis that we come together. So I'm very grateful for that. And also grateful for the recuperation of Lieutenant Rankins, who seems to be improving every day. I wanted to give folks an opportunity to say a few words if you so wish, and wanted to start with Trustee Cannon.
Mayor, thank you, and thank you for all your support this past week. We are, as the Board of Police and Firefighters, we represent men and women that go to work every day and put their lives on the line for the benefit of the citizens. And I, for one, know that we take that for granted sometimes. I take it for granted that we'll be home tomorrow. And this one here hurts because we have a young 30-year-old that's not coming home to celebrate his child's birthday. Last night there was a party. Birthday's over the weekend. He has an unborn child that he'll never hold. And I just wanted to bring that to this board to understand sometimes you may look at some of the issues that come up. You may and not feel it. And I want you to feel it in that sense. And I appreciate, because I've heard from most everyone on this board, some of the administration staff, I've heard from you and you've offered support. And I really appreciate it. So if I've never said that before, I wanted you to know that right now. I hope to never be in this position ever, ever again, whether it's police or fire, for that matter, any city resident, employee, anything like that. But I wanted to put that out there right now, first and foremost, that what we do on this board means so much. And going forward, this board will be looking after the survivor, widow, and beneficiary children going forward. There's an unborn child. So I just appreciate you all. And Mayor, I want to say again, thank you. You and I have been in contact many times over this matter, and I appreciate everything. You've given me full support, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Cannon. Are there any other comments from folks?
This is Trustee Cousin. You know, when I was appointed by you, Mayor, to continue my service as a fire commissioner, I enjoyed the hiring of officers where we actually get to start their careers, where you see the joy in their faces, where they can actually provide, you know, better opportunities for themselves and their families. And I never thought that I would have to experience the other side, where the loss of life while being on active duty. And it really hurt. It really rocked this community. It rocked this city. And it affected me personally, where I really felt that I was, you know, had a hand in watching the matriculation and growth of these two officers, especially Officer Torres. And I believe that right now we are in a position to help the family. And I really believe that we need to do right. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but, you know, just seeing the look of his mother, seeing the look of his wife, his son, Oliver, and really his unborn child that's coming in August. I really believe we really need to look at how we actually go about administering our pensions, especially for those who gave up the ultimate sacrifice, which is their life, in the line of duty. And I'm willing to stand with this city, with this board, whatever we have to do to try to make it right. And nothing we do will ever bring back Ricardo, Rico. But at least we can try to say, we can at least try to at least get a family some type of comfort, stability, saying that they'll be with us from here on out. And we want to make sure that his life will not go in vain.
Thank you, Trustee Cousin. Any other comments?
Yes, this is Trustee Ribeiro. My apologies for not showing my face on screen. I'm trying to change devices, but I just wanted to just say that, you know, on behalf of the Board of Police Commissioners, you know, we extend you know, our deepest condolences and support to the firefighters, Chief Austin and the firefighters and the Pastor Cousins and the fire commissioners. We are all in this together. The police department and the fire department are two very important departments in our city, in any major city in this country. And when there's tragedy and hurt with one department, the other department shares that tragedy and hurt. So I just, I have reached out to members of the fire department, but I just wanted to just put on the record that the Board of Police Commissioners and the police department stand with you with the healing. And with condolences to the families directly, prayers for those Lieutenant Rankins who was injured for recovery, and that we are here to support you going on.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Just to echo some of the comments from Trustee Ribeiro, I know I'm not the first person from the police department to say this, but just on behalf of the New Haven Police Department, to offer my condolences to the NHFD. You know, sometimes the police department and the fire department have somewhat of a sibling relationship within the city, where there's, you know, competition and rivalries and things like that. But on the other side of it, it is very much like a family, in the fact that when something you know, affects one side of it, the other side is affected as well. So, you know, we definitely felt the pain of the loss of the firefighter, and you know, and had our thoughts with the lieutenant recovering over there in Bridgeport, and just you know, to make it clear, as I'm sure it has been made already, but you know, the FD has the full support of the New Haven Police Department on this, and you know, anything that we can do to move this forward and to help the healing process, we're on board and we're by your side.
Go ahead, Mr. Kim.
Oh, I have a thumbs up. Thank you.
Okay.
The police department, unbelievable, President Cotto, Chief Dominguez, Chief Jacobson, Mark O'Neill, to everyone that had our backs, basically. We've always looked out for each other. Brian talks about a little bit of a rival where we play hockey, basketball, flag football against each other. And, you know, the bravado's there, you know, whose department's more braver and finer and all that stuff. But when one of us is down, the other one's there for us. And you guys really, truly came through. So I want to thank the PD, Evelise Ribeiro, Pastor Cousins, been there, my man. So I thank you all once again, appreciate it, and God bless Ricardo Torres, and pray for Nuke Rankins, as we call him, Jamal Rankins, going forward. Thank you all for this moment to recognize this. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Trustee Cannon. Okay. Moving on to item four, age annuity retirement information only. Just wanted to note for the record, Albert Merced, Police Department, William Hoffman, Police Department. Any questions on this item? Item five, contribution withdrawals information only. Anthony Reichen, any questions on this item? Item six, age annuity retirement and service-connected disability. Questions on this item? Any questions on this item? I entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Trustee Cousin.
I saw Trustee Cannon make the motion and Trustee McDermott make the second. Any discussion? Any discussion here? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Trustee Cousin?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I am a yes. The item passes. Death after retirement information only. James Gill and Edward Zona. And item eight, death while active information only. Passing of Firefighter McMillan and Firefighter Torres. Could we have a moment of silence for the passing of these individuals, please? Thank you. Item nine, payment of the bills. Any questions on payment of the bills? Entertain a motion to approve payment of the bills.
Trustee Ribeiro, so move.
Is there a second?
Trustee Cousin, second.
Okay. Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Trustee Cousin seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
I am a yes as well. Moving on to the investment report.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Just wanted to start very briefly with our condolences as a team and as a firm for the Torres family with Lake 25 and Alden Haven. I was on Hill House Avenue that morning, and it was unbelievably impressive, the showing of the national showing of all the firemen. So with that said, Leanna, if you can go to the report for me, please. So as you can see from the Hooker and Holcomb comments, we ended the fiscal year about $325 million. And you can see now with as of April 30th, $371 million roughly in the fund. So it's been an incredible year for returns in the stock market. And we're going to go through this and talk about how we're doing here. So you can see the fiscal year to date number of 29.5%, which again is an incredible number in my career, 25 years. I'm not sure if I've seen that in a given year, outperforming our benchmark, 27.5%. You look over for the last 2 years, averaging 16.82%. So more than double our, or roughly double our hurdle rate for our discount rate. Going down to our managers, we have Sizer, which is a large cap manager, done very well. It's a big piece of the portfolio. As you can see, outperforming for 3 months, year to date, and for the fiscal year to date, 42.78%, which is impressive. Atlanta is a new manager. We gave them $10 million. As you can see, their one-month number is in line. And their three-month number is lagging, but that's a reason for that would be the way in which they're getting into the market, and that should catch up to the indices over time. So just not all in at once. Below that, you have MidCap, Kirkland & Bueller, MidCap Value. As you can see, again, $32 million, big portfolio. If you go across the three-month and the year-to-date. Again, both of which and all three of which, including the fiscal year-to-date, outperforming the benchmark, which would be the Russell Mid-Cap Value. So 54% for our mid-cap manager on the value side. If you go down to Mutual of America, you can see also solid returns in line with their policy, their mandate of the mid-cap, which is the core mid-cap fund, both value and growth. You can see for the fiscal year, 43.84%. So incredible numbers still, even though slightly below their benchmark. Down to the small cap managers, where we're going to see some impressive numbers. Again, something that you're not going to see very often. So $19 million with Clearbridge on the growth side. If you look over to the year-to-date number, performing by roughly 250 basis points, and over to the fiscal year-to-date number of roughly 50%, slightly above the benchmark, and all the way across the board to inception, doing great. Look at value. Also, you're seeing some balance here. I'll get into that with the comments, but you're seeing some balance here that we didn't see last year. So you're seeing both growth and value working hand in hand here. So if you go over to their numbers for the month-to-date, year-to-date, and the fiscal year-to-date, great numbers, slightly below for the fiscal year-to-date, but some of these indices have just really run to incredible levels. So you're going to see some managers outperform, but again, on the absolute return basis, just fantastic numbers. So down to the next page. Anybody can interject at any point with other questions. Channing, which is a small cap manager also. The 1 year number, 82.5%. Again, just phenomenal on $14 million. So great returns there. Down to international. You're seeing some unison between domestic markets and international. So everything seems to be working on the equity side. MCM, a manager out of California, all the way across the board doing very, very well. Fiscal year to date of 34.78% outperforming their indices. Do it all the way to inception, 1,000 basis points over and above the MSCI IFA. So fantastic numbers there on a relative basis versus their peers. Lazard, the national manager, in line. We've been looking at Lazard over time, but they seem to be doing their job on the one-year number right in line with your indice. Slightly below in the long term, but it's not a huge portfolio. So if anything, we'll be talking about at the end where we might be looking to add money in the future. So possibly adding a third manager to international or even taking a look at Lazard on the search side. Below that, you have fixed income. Our bond managers, again, we've been a little challenged here in the fixed income markets, but that's okay. We need them as a ballast. They're very important to the portfolio, 14% of the portfolio. Atlanta, one of the newer managers on the fixed income side, as you can see, the one-year number, very good, 3.16%, which is a negative indice of the Barclays. Below that is Western, our most conservative manager, and at $14.4 million, if you look over there, right in line with their indice. But again, it's been a challenging fixed income markets with rates roughly doubling in the last year from incredible lows, 50-year lows, to still very lows, 1.55 on the 10-year, which is incredibly low for historical interest rates. Below that, you have Cincinnati, which I've said many times, Cincinnati's a different manager than Western, definitely more corporate, even laddered down to B and C rated fixed income. And again, that's going to correlate stronger to equity markets. So Cincinnati over to 7.65% for the one-year number. You look at stuff like energy that's really rebounded on the balance sheet-wise. And when these companies rebound on the balance sheet-wise, these bonds do much better. So done a great job of having multiple managers in different parts of fixed income really working in different directions, but helping each other out. Mutual America, again, is more in line with Western as far as what they do. Slight on the performance, keep an eye on them, but historically they've done well. So with that said, we'll go down. There's one more manager on the equity side, which is on the next page. Not sure why it was there. Got to fix that, but we went on to one more. We have Aristotle, which is, again, a large cap value manager, which numbers all in line, 53% for the one-year number, a great number for the fiscal. And then if you look over for the inception, just about double. What Russell 1000 has done. Alcyon's a hedge fund, which has done phenomenal for us. And that's something that's marked on a monthly basis, unlike most of the other private equity and private real estate investments. So if you look over that since inception, 19.5% versus 6 2 years, 26% per year. Our fiscal year number also in good shape. So we can wrap that up as far as the portfolio. I'm going to talk about the markets a little bit here. I'm going to be brief because things have been going in the right direction in the same way for a long period of time here. We don't understand why. I'm going to tell you some of the reasons why we continue to be bullish on equity markets. So if Leanna, you want to go to the market commentary page? Okay, so I'm not going to read this. I'm going to talk about the highlights. If you look over to the right-hand side, top right, you can see, again, equally balanced returns. We've talked about this both with Surf and Inclusive Fire, that there was a point in time last year where it was all growth. So the S&P was doing very, very well, but the equally weighted S&P lagged. Now you can see on the right-hand side for 12 months, most everything stock-related worldwide has done very, very well. And if you look down to the bottom right-hand side, you can see a little bit of a balancing reversal where energy was one of the worst performers when the crisis hit, the pandemic. And as you can see, they really rebounded. You can also see on TV how the price of oil is going up. If you want to, I'll talk about this first page and talk about some of the things that are driving this. And then we can go through some other slides quickly. But if you look at the markets in general, all of the good things that are going on in the markets outweigh things that are working against us. So if you think about four measures that are helping us, you have economic growth, which is phenomenal. You have earnings growth, balance sheets are doing better. Companies are growing faster than they have in a very long time. We have enormous stimulus from the U.S. government when it comes to, you know, relief for individuals and for companies. And then you have a Federal Reserve that's very accommodative. So very low interest rates, again, helping make parts of the market. So with that said, it outweighs some of the things we've talked about in the last couple of months. So we think that the good things outweigh things like inflation, which we've been keeping an eye on. People thought inflation was going to go rampant in the last 90 days. And as you can see from the Federal Reserve, they didn't believe that. And now you can see some of the bond market backing off. They're keeping a close eye on this, a very close eye on this. Everyone is. But in our opinion, as a firm and as a team, we think it should taper. We don't see outrageous inflation going forward. A little bit of inflation is actually pretty good for equities. And you have tax changes. We'll see what happens in Washington as far as that. Obviously, higher corporate tax rates and higher taxes in general are sometimes impairment to equity market returns. But we don't think that that's going to be something that happens in the near term. And then, you know, one of the last things I'll talk about just when it comes to, hey, what do we see ahead? Things are great. Everything's working. Everything's been working for a year now. So you're going to see a little bit of a back to normal valuation point within this market. So pullbacks are natural in this market. We'll see them. I think we'll see more than we have in the last 9 months. You'll see them probably every couple months where we get these 3, 4, 5% pullbacks. And then fundamentally, we think that we're still bullish on equity markets. So lastly, we get this question all the time. What are we doing? Where should we be doing things? Where should we be adding money? We do have some cash. However, everything that we like has been working in the right direction. So our ranges on our asset allocation, you know, based on our IPS, are at the top end of what we like. So if you look at the asset allocation, our IPS, investment policy statement, has a range on U.S. equities, for example, of anywhere from 35 to 43%. We're above that, and we can be. Per the mandate, because we're allowed to do that for periods of time. So we're at 46% for U.S. stocks, the high end of that range. We're not bullish on fixed income. And we think that even though rates are very, very low and can stay there, we think that based on the fact that the economy is doing better, companies are doing better, that rates will continue to creep higher. It's an inverse relationship to the price of bonds. So it's tough to make money in an interest rate environment that's going up. So if you look at IPS again, 15 to 25% is our range on U.S. fixed income. We're at 14.6%, low on that range. So the question is where we continue to add money as we build it. I know we have situations where money gets inflowed for the ARC payment or the ADEC payment, which will be later into next fiscal year. So we'll probably just be broadly adding to all asset classes. But for now, We're more of in a wait and see mode, and we're looking for opportunistic ways in which to get into the market. We haven't really seen that yet. Nothing that's really warranted huge changes within the market. We'll continue to watch our managers, making sure that they have relative performance versus their benchmark and their peers. Everyone seems to be doing a great job right now. We'll continue to look for opportunities to add money and to look for new managers that are outperforming in the total universe of markets. So with that said, I'll answer any questions or entertain any questions. Otherwise, I'll wrap it up and let you folks go on with the day.
Any questions? Trustee Cann.
Dave, thanks for everything. It sounded like a really overall good report. Dave, I may have missed it. What are we sitting on in cash at the moment?
We have roughly $19 million, give or take, between $17 and $19 million. A little more, we sent some money out to Northern Trust. So we try to have at least a buffer of two months, depending on what money's coming in. So, you know, we send out to Northern Trust, I think, between $5 and $6 million a month. We don't like to get to the short end of that or the low end of that cash balance. So, again, we have opportunities to take money from our private equity and private investments, which continue to help with cash flow. That's why they're great in the long run, because they continue to disperse money back to us. And again, we like to keep that cushion, Trustee Cannon, so that we have the ability to not have to go to managers and liquidate when we're bullish on what they're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Cannon. Other questions? Any other questions? Okay, seeing none. Dave, any final words? Are you good to go?
Well, only thank you for your business. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay. So I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second. Trustee Cousin, second.
Thank you, Trustee Cannon, for making the motion, and Trustee Rivera for making the second. All those in favor of adjourning, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
And I'm a yes as well. Good to see everyone. Have a good day.
Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you, you too.